I think it was huge. I think it gives guys a chance, kind of rest a little bit, going two, good days, good effort in the hot sun. Gives guys to have a good chance off. We got a chance to have a good team meeting, good little players on the meeting. So it's a good day.
Do you feel like we're throwing a tighter ball this year?
I don't know if throwing a tight ball is part of my makeup. Not the best spiral thrower, and I think everybody knows that, and I'm okay with that. As long as you can kind of get the ball, where it needs to be accurately, and it's not, that big of a pain in the butt to catch, I think it's okay. But, I think there are little things that I'll continue to work on to try and tighten it up to make it easier on guys to catch for sure. And that'll, continue to be kind of a focus point for me in the offseason.
Gus says you have a detailed 39-day plan for what's coming up. What does that entail?
Most of it's here. I'll go to California for a little bit to throw with Tom and Adam. And then I'm going to play in the Tahoe golf tournament. But besides that, the rest of the time I'll be here. Majority of our guys will be here, especially the receivers, so it'll be good. We'll be able to continue to throw together and, continue to build chemistry.
What's your review of the offseason for the offense?
As far as past or present?
What you guys have done to this
point? I think it's been good. I think there was some shaky days, but I think, we kind of formed a bit of consistency throughout the week, as it continued. And I thought that the guys did a really good job. I thought, there were mental mistakes made early that were corrected and not made again, which, I think it's a good sign of learning and growing within the system. I think I said it earlier, it was night and day from OTA 1 this year compared to OTA 1 last year. And guys were just sharper and more on it mentally.
Talk about how the left side of the offensive line is kind of the part that they've still got to iron out. What have you been seeing from the offensive line, Brett? Without pads, it's hard to get a full
evaluation. And there's a couple guys banged up that aren't out there, and the guys that stepped up and got the opportunity to run with the ones or twos did a good job and competed. With free agency and bringing a couple guys in, it's only on added competition to that room. And it's going to bring out the best in guys. When Kelvin Beecham's ready to go and Parnell gets back, it's going to be a fight for a starting job and to be on the team, which is good. It'll be a good friendly competition and bringing out the best in everybody in that group.
When you work with Hounds, even if it's just for a couple of days, how does that benefit you?
It's kind of, they're the guys that, really helped me a ton last offseason and kind of tightening and finding out, what my mechanics are. And really teaching me, more about myself and how to self-correct and stuff like that. So it's always going back to those guys and hearing, what they have to say and what they're seeing is good. It's good stuff. Nate and Ole are unbelievable here in what they do. But in this time, we're not allowed to meet and throw with them. So I think, if you can do it on your own, that's good. But if you need somebody to help you, that's good as well.
Is that going to be a regular part of your offseason routine now, just even if it's week?
Yeah,
or a couple days out there?
I think that's something I'll probably do for the rest of my career is to, at some point in the offseason, go see those guys and, whether it's a tune-up or, I'm not feeling comfortable with this. They're good guys to kind of bounce stuff off of. And work through things.
Well, you touch base with them during the season too?
I talk to Adam on a regular basis, and he's always watching, and they're really good about it because, they know that we're here with our coaching staff and in this building and understand, and they have a relationship with Ole and know that what he does and what he tells us is good and all that, and going out there and working with them is kind of just I think more for me mentally, to feel good about what I'm doing and kind of recheck myself more that way.
After these OTAs, what can this offense do that they couldn't do last year?
I think consistency. I know a lot of people say it, but I think that's probably the biggest part. I think we showed we can put drives together, we can make big plays, we can run the ball, we can throw it, we can do a lot of different stuff. But I think being able to do it on a consistent basis, drive in and drive out, and kind of having the can't be stopped mentality is where we've grown and is where we've kind of gotten better at in this off season. I think that's got to continue to grow for us to be successful.
You had worked with Marquise a lot before, obviously because of the injuries, but the whole off season. He was here. How much has that helped you two?
Yeah, it's been huge. He's unbelievably talented. Extremely happy that he's been able to stay healthy, and we can keep him on the field because he is—he's an electric player with his speed and his route running ability, and what he can do with the ball after the catch. So I think as long as he's able to stay healthy, he's going to be a huge asset to this team, and he understands that and knows how important it is, for him to take care of his body and come back ready to go in August.
You and Julius seem like you were consistently productive throughout OTAs, but in these last couple, did you find an even higher level?
Yeah. You know, he's so good about communicating and talking, and, you know, we go through and watch practice together every single day and are able to talk through things. And it's kind of, it's really a continuing process of us figuring each other out. And, you know, it's night and day from when he showed up to now. You know, and I think us going through and kind of putting him out wide by himself and, you know, us kind of just figuring out what he wants to run based off who's guarding him, what the leverage is and where we are in the field and stuff like that. You know, Ole's kind of giving us a little bit of freedom to control some of that stuff. And we're figuring out, you know, what both of us like and what we both do well.
How much more of a upside is there in that connection as far as figuring it out? Do you feel like you guys still have a long, potentially long way to go to get even better?
Yeah, I think... you know, I think you watch, you know, the great quarterback and tight end combinations and how easy they make it look. You know, it's obviously the goal to be able to get on the same page and always be kind of thinking the same thing. And I think we're well on our way there. I think we're on that road and close to getting there, you know, and it's really a tribute to him and his openness to work and communicate.
Linder, how comfortable has that gotten over the OTA practice?
Really good. He did an unbelievable job in OTAs and minicamp. You know, took it kind of upon himself to learn the offense as quick as possible from the center position and really did a good job. He's really intelligent, works really hard, and is obviously a really good offensive lineman.
Greg talked about the importance of the last month of mental reps for you. Do you feel that as well, that Greg?
Yeah, I think, you know, the more you can do it, you know, you can only get so much out of sitting in a film room and getting on a board, but I think the more live reps you get at full speed, the better you are. And obviously, the more you get to run the same plays against those reps, the better you get and the more kind of in tune and mentally sharp you get with them.
Fowler's been in the backfield a lot this offseason. What's impressed you about him?
You know, I think his speed, his get off, and, you know, it's really because, you know, we kind of made a point of it early to make sure we were switching up snap counts because he was getting a good jump. And he kind of stayed with it the whole time. He's got an unbelievable first step, and I think he's extremely quick. You know, and I think with what he can do on the edge as well as some of the other guys, I think he's going to be awesome.